We have our Enid Green Mickelson on the line with us. Enid, first of all, it's been far too long. Thank you so much for joining us this morning here at KSL.
Well, it's great to be here, Doug. Thank you.
I have to admit, Enid, as much as I would like to see Mitt Romney be president of the United States, and I had no idea what he was going to say this morning. I had no inside information, although I attempted. But I have to admit, I would have been a little more surprised had he announced he was running than I am surprised that he is announcing that he is not running. What's your take?
So I think he acted as a statesman instead of as a politician today. And I say that because, you know, I was struck by one little phrase that he said, where he said, "You can't imagine how difficult it is for Ann and I to step away from this." And I think that's true. I think when you're someone who has achieved the kind of status that Mitt Romney has, not just in the Republican Party, but as a businessman, as the person who saved the Salt Lake Olympics, it's hard to look at other people running and say, "Oh, but I think my ideas are just as good as theirs," or, you know, "I think my experience is greater than theirs," or whatever it is that makes him want to run. But at the same time, I think that the question among a lot of people in the Republican Party, at least, was not, would Mitt be a good president? I think people thought Mitt would be a great president, but that it was what was going to be different in the campaign this time that allowed him to win instead of losing a third time. And there were a lot of things from those first two runs that were going to be very, very difficult to overcome, where right now people were seeing as kind of the senior statesman, where it's, you know, he was right about Putin, he was right about all of these various things. But as soon as you become a candidate rather than sort of a senior observer, all of the negatives that came up, fair or unfair, his comments about the 47% and the way he was perceived as someone who was kind of an elitist for the top 1%, very unfair characterization of him, but nevertheless, that's the one that stuck with the public. How was he going to undo that? And that's why I think he acted as a statesman, saying, you know, someone fresh may be better able to connect with the public.
You know what I love too about Mitt, and I've always been a great admirer of his, as you well know. And when, even in 2008, I remember when he got out of the race in 2008 in February, some people thought he got out too soon, and some in the Republican Party were even saying, gosh, he should have stayed in longer. You know, to me, his stock, which was already very high, went up even higher for me then, because he made such a wise, practical, thought-out, business-like, statesman-like decision. It was best for the country. It was best for the party, and it was best for his family and his resources. He analyzed it, he looked at it, he thought it through from every angle, and made a decision that was best for everyone, rather than, not to mention any names, people that did stay on long before their time in order to sell a few more books, in order to perhaps get a deal with Fox, in order to perhaps get, you know, a radio program, whatever it is. You know, Mitt Romney made the right decision, made it for the right reasons, all of the right reasons, and I think he did the same thing today.
Well, and in 2008, after he did that, he turned right around and endorsed John McCain.
Right.
And, you know, so he has been statesmanlike throughout this. And I think, you know, I had no inside information either about what he was going to do, and I'd actually seen some sources saying, oh, he's definitely running, and others saying, oh, he's definitely not. I think this is a decision that came from his heart. I think it's a decision that in the end is the right decision, and that's not because I don't want to see Mitt Romney as president. I supported him just like you did. But this was going to be a grueling, difficult campaign where all of the good things that people think of Mitt Romney right now were going to be torn up and really twisted.
Yeah.
You know, you get into a campaign, into a primary campaign, and it's a family fight. And those are never fair. They're never clean. And he would have emerged, I think, more battered and bruised. Now he has an opportunity, I think, to be truly a senior statesman where people can say, Yeah, I want to hear what Mitt Romney has to say about this. He's not running for president. He has no axe to grind. You know, I want to know what he thinks.
Absolutely. Enid, I always so appreciate your insights. And as I mentioned, it's been far too long since we've had the chance to chat. Just a little quick thought. As someone who works very, very closely with the party at the national level, helped select, you were chairwoman of the site selection for the upcoming convention, which will be in Cleveland, national committee woman out of Utah. Any inclinations now where it might go, where things might, is it Jeb Bush? Who is it?
Everybody keeps asking me that, and what I have to tell you, Doug, and people think it's a dodge, but it's not. I'm still going to be taking some sort of role, a minor role, with the convention itself, and I have told everyone who will listen, I will not endorse anybody, I will not get involved with any campaign, because I have got to be perceived as scrupulously neutral.
Yeah, no, you are in a unique situation, without a doubt. And Enid, I won't press any more than that, but I'll look forward to many more conversations, and I certainly appreciate you joining us today.
My pleasure, Doug. Thanks.
Enid Green-Mikkelsen with us here at KSL News Radio.